T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation. You're on the Fan Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Is Bobby Carella, All City, joining us now here on the Fan. Bobby, how the heck are you?
I'm doing a little better than the Mavs are feeling right now, gentlemen, but see if we can turn it around.
Yeah, so what's the updates here? Anthony Davis, Achilles, Lively, Gafford, when are we getting them back?
I really don't know, and that is kind of the frustrating thing. So the Mavs right now are en route to Mexico. They're going to be playing a game in Mexico City on Saturday. So there was no practice today or anything. They will be having kind of like a informal practice tomorrow. And so hopefully, you know, any of the reporters that make it down there can share updates from Jason Kidd or whoever. But, I mean, with Daniel Gafford, you know, he got hurt on the first day of training camp. And the initial timetable was 2 to 3 weeks. But that was 4 weeks ago from yesterday. So it's been a while, and he isn't even going through practice right now. So I can't imagine it's going to be anytime soon. And then, you know, Derek Lively, his injury went from knee soreness to a knee sprain overnight. And that is not a good thing for a big man. And then with AD, you know, it's bilateral Achilles tendinopathy. I'm not a doctor, but according to Google AI, that means soreness and potentially tendinitis in not one, but both Achilles. And last night he made it about 7-8 minutes into the game and then had to leave. And so, I mean, there have been players that have dealt with that injury that have missed days. There's been players that have dealt with that injury that have missed more than a month. And obviously the Mavs have to hope it's the days one.
How good should we be feeling about the Mavs medical and training staff right now after everything getting the way it did last year?
Well, it is a pretty much entirely new staff from last year. And so if the issue last year was, you know, inexperience or feuding internally or just outright incompetence, you know, all of those things should be solved. I mean, I think the cold, hard truth, man, I mean, it is really, really hard to stay healthy in the NBA these days, regardless of how tall you are. And it's even harder whenever you're a really, really tall guy. You know, when AD and Derek Lively switch a lot on defense, they defend a lot in space. They move in ways that people their height historically have not moved. And that could leave them exposed to a greater risk of injury. And, you know, if you only have one or two of those guys, then you can make it work. But the Mavs have a lot of those guys on their team. And so this could just be the way it's going to be. And that is obviously a big bummer because size and interior presence is like the core foundation building block of this team. And if it's going to be absent all year, then, you know, they could be in trouble.
Do you think they kind of maybe missed on the way that they've built this thing? Just the way that this thing's looking right now, they need a point guard, and you got a bunch of bigs, you got a bunch of talented players, but it kind of just seems like a chaotic mess.
It really does. It really does. Now, I mean, Brandon Williams played last night after, you know, missing a few games for personal reasons, and obviously he was reportedly arrested over the weekend. Ron Harad from DLLS Sports actually broke that, one of my colleagues here, which was a great scoop by him. But, you know, watching him and D'Angelo Russell run the offense, these are, Brandon Williams is on a minimum. You know, D'Angelo Russell is on like his 15th team and is playing for the taxpayer mid-level exception. I mean, these are not relatively highly paid players in the NBA, but they are running this offense at a much higher level than Cooper Flagg is at the one, or really any other player on the team that's been trying to run offense. And that, I think, just underscores more than anything why playmaking, shot creation, you know, the ability to dribble, shoot, and pass all in one package, why that is so important in the modern NBA with the way that defenses are constructed and the way that you run offense and generate good shots. And for the Mavs to lean into essentially an entirely different brand of basketball that minimizes the importance of those players, it's just really puzzling to me over the summer. But we've already seen, I mean, statistically, their offense is so much better with either D'Lo or Brandon Williams on the floor than when they're off. And so hopefully the Mavs will kind of lean in more and rely more on those guys until Kyrie Irving comes back. And, I mean, one potential silver lining of their bigs missing time is they don't really have any other choice. They have to do that right now. And hopefully it leads to some amount of success. But, I mean, as it is right now, the Mavs are 29th in the NBA in offensive rating. And, you know, you have to be in the top half, or more likely the top 10, in order to compete for a title. And that is their stated goal.
What's been your overall thoughts on Cooper Flagg as his career has gotten underway?
I think he's been good at, he's been inconsistent at scoring. I'll lead with that. But I think he's been good at pretty much everything else. You know, he has struggled, I think, with ball pressure, but that is not a core component of his game. I mean, he is not a point guard by trade. So in my opinion, the ability for him to handle the ball and make decisions with the ball is not important, and I'm not going to judge him for that. Unfortunately, he's been cast in that role, but I don't know how long it's going to stay that way. You know, one guy that he was compared to a lot in the pre-draft process was Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi, whenever he came to the NBA.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Was already 20. Coop is just 18. But Kawhi didn't average more than 13 points a game until his fourth season in the league. And he was much more of a supporting kind of auxiliary player for the Spurs. And those were some really good Spurs teams. I mean, he was coming off the bench sometimes, but he was a starter for two teams that went to the finals in 2013 and 2014. He just wasn't the main guy really until a little later in his career. And then he became obviously one of the best players of his generation. And I think, you know, with that in mind, if I'm a fan, I'm not judging Coop based on his point total. I'm judging him based on his ability to defend, based on his ability to do multiple things. We've already seen him attack the basket both in transition and in the half court and finish with power, finish with a little bit of creativity. He's been a really good defender. You know, one of the shining moments, I think, from last night's game was he came up with a huge stop on Pascal Siakam in the final few minutes of that game. Siakam tried to take him one-on-one, and Coop just completely stonewalled him and forced him into this awful-looking jump shot. So he has been really good, I think, as a defender, especially for someone his age, and he has been really aggressive going downhill. I think in time, confidence in his jump shot and some counters when teams try and take away either his spin move or just a straight-line drive, I think that's going to take his game up another level offensively. But as far as 18-year-olds go, he is super far along already, and I don't think we're going to have to wait much longer to see more consistent production in the box score.
Bobby Corella talking Mavs here with you on The Fan. How's Jason Kidd rolling with this? Do you think the Cooper Flagg point guard thing is his idea or somebody else's?
I think it's his idea, and I no one can really kind of uncover the real truth here, but I really think, you know, J. Kidd values defense, obviously. I mean, everyone in this organization does, almost to the point where it's become a meme, but J. Kidd also values consistency, and, you know, one of the downsides throughout D'Angelo Russell's career is that he's been a pretty inconsistent shooter. He's always been a consistent playmaker. You know, he's always had a pretty good assist to turnover ratio, and that matters a lot on this team because point guard is really the only spot on this team that can break down the defense. And so there's a lot of pressure on that spot, but J. Kidd likes consistent decision-making, reliable, high IQ kind of decision-making, and D'Lo, sometimes that just isn't a part of his game. You know, he was pretty good against OKC, and then there was 30 seconds left, the Mavs were down three, and he took a really early shot, and it was kind of, in my opinion, not a very good shot, and that is sort of the D'Angelo Russell experience, right? And then on the other hand, you have Brandon Williams, who is a vet on the minimum. He has been on a two-way contract for most of his career at this point. He's not a consistent defender, you know, in part because he's just not a very big guy. He's only 6 foot, 6 foot one. And, you know, if you want a defensive presence at the point guard, well, you're not really going to find it in either of those two guys. And if you want consistent offensive production, those two guys aren't really going to give it to you either. And so I think J. Kidd has turned to Coop just to see what he's capable of. But, the one thing that J. Kidd has been really consistent about throughout his Dallas tenure is he is going to do what he wants for the first 5 to 10 games to start a season, and then he will abandon it very quickly. I mean, JaVale McGee was benched after, I think, 6 games. You know, Christian Wood, that was a whole saga that J. Kidd was pretty committed to. You know, Grant Williams was getting a ton of minutes to start that finals year, and then, you know, by mid-November, he was almost an afterthought. Like, J. Kidd will abandon a plan if it's not working out and pivot to something different. And again, I think with these injuries to these bigs, I don't think he's going to have any choice. Like, I think those point guards are going to play a whole lot more here very soon.
What's your assessment of how they've been defensively? I know you mentioned the analytics with the point guard in the lineup. The offense has been better. I don't know what they're saying about the defense, but based on the eye test, it's got to be disappointing through the first few games.
Yeah, statistically, they're top 10 in the league right now. Actually, they're 8th in defensive rating, but they've played a lot of teams that have pretty sorry offenses. I mean, like Indiana last night, basically everyone that played on the team that was in the finals a few months ago was hurt, you know? And so it's a lot easier to have a good performance against a team like that than it is against, say, San Antonio, who hung 125 on the Mavs on opening night, or the Wizards, who beat them up pretty good in the very next game. And so, you know, I'm not lending much credence to the overall defensive rating right now. I think, you know, their game against OKC a few nights ago, I thought structurally they looked really good. And individually, the guys that got matched up on SGA really made him work and also did not foul him very much, which I think is a pretty hard thing to do against that guy in particular. So they're trying, you know, but like last night against Indy, you know, they didn't have Lively or Gafford, and then AD leaves the game midway through the first quarter. You know, the Pacers got 19 offensive rebounds in the game last night, and part of that is because they missed 69 shots. So, like, you're going to have a lot of chances to get a second chance. But, you know, that's against the Pacers, who also were playing a bunch of dudes you've never really heard of. So what happens whenever you go up against a team like Houston, who they got coming up in a few days, that has, like, Şengün and Steven Adams and Jabari Smith and Kevin Durant and all of these super big guys that are skilled and way more productive? You know, we'll see. I think, you know, the one good thing that's been working in the Mavs' favor so far is they haven't had a very tough schedule yet, so they've been able to work through some of these growing pains. But the bad thing is, now that their schedule is starting to get tougher, they're going to be shorthanded for a lot of these games unless something changes soon. And so I'm not sure we're going to get a really good idea of how they stack up defensively anytime soon, because they just don't have the guys that kind of forge this interior dominant identity that they're trying to tout all year.
When do you think Kyrie Irving will play?
God, I hope it's like in a few days.
please.
But I mean, I don't know. He's an optimistic guy, and he's going to try and get back as soon as possible. But I mean, if he comes back before February, I would love that. I would think that that would be almost miraculous, you know, at his age, dealing with that injury. But if there's someone that can do it, it is him. I mean, obviously the Mavs need him in the worst way, and I love watching that guy. So I hope it's as soon as possible. But, you know, the last thing you want is for him to look at the standings and say, like, man, you know, we're 5 games out. Like, I really better come back before I'm ready. And then all of a sudden you're exposing yourself to an even worse, you know, possible scenario. So it's just, I want him to come back when he's ready, whenever that is, whether it's in January, February, or next October.
What's the state of covering Nico Harrison right now? Is he dodging you guys? Is he giving you icy stares? What's Nico's approach with the media?
I mean, he hasn't done a lot of interviews, obviously, you know, really dating back since the trade, but he sat in a seat at the arena. You know, he's not hanging out in the tunnel. Like, he's out there in front of everybody now. And, you know, obviously fans in the arena still feel very strongly about him. You know, the Mavs go down 10 and you're going to start hearing the chants. And I'm not sure those are going away anytime soon, you know. And I think the unfair thing about Anthony Davis, you know, or for Anthony Davis, is he's playing through an injury and then he has to leave a game because he's hurt. And fans are going to relive the pain of that trade all over again and take that out on him. And it's not Anthony Davis's fault. You know, I mean, it's a Nico thing. So, you know, the temperature is still pretty hot for sure. But, you know, hopefully there's a resolution to that one way or another pretty soon for everybody involved.
I'll drink to that, Bobby. Hell of a job as always. We'll look to catch up with you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Bobby Corella, All-City Dallas Mavericks here on 105.3 The Fan, an absolute legend of talking Mavs. And you look at what's left on Nico's contract, it's this year plus one more. And I guess if you could promise me right now that at the end of next year you could move on from this, I would take that right now. I just don't want to hear, like, the worst case scenarios that we'd hear about an extension. Like, yeah, Dumont still has full. That would just be like, no. You want to hit the eject button as a fan at that point. Okay, we got Krusty's Corner coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, let's take a look at this Arizona Cardinal defense. We'll do that next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.